Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
My name is Wes Otis, and this is Agents Dossier, episode number 32. I have some wonderful players with us. Let us start with Saint.
Hello, I am playing Norman, and well, we are in the middle of something, and let's see how it goes. I'll just say that.
Hey, y'all, I'm Mac. I am playing Wanda Sims, and I do not care for spiders.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and I'm playing Robin Porter, who is ready to GTFO. No spider. No, thank you.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I'm playing Maggie Cortez, who actually did let the dogs out.
Oh, my God.
I know that was a painful joke, and I did it on purpose. You're welcome.
It was like an ancient spell that just got cast from the early 2000s or something.
Excellent.
Let's do a big recap here. So basically, you all are staking out Bree's husband, Pete's lumberyard, his business. You found that there were four dogs there, but luckily they seem like they're elderly pups that don't really want to be guard dogs, who are just kind of hanging out. The sign's more threatening than the dogs at this point. You also found a bunch of sheds in the very far back and a place where someone has obviously been going in and out of the lumber yard. And you opened the shed that looked like it had been used the most recently. And you found lots of spiders, different size spiders inside, and one huge creature with a large spider-like head, large jaws, a torso that was a little too long for a normal torso, and these arms with these long black hairs that are coming from them, and a huge spider body. You shut the door very quickly, thinking, hey, we'll deal with that later. The spider had been awoken and saw some tasty treats beyond the door and slammed through it. And when it came out of the shed, you realized it was probably about 9 feet tall from the top of its head to the bottom of its body, and it took a little bit for it to get out of the shed. You ran, which is probably always a good thing to do, and it came up over the chain link fence like it was nothing. Luckily, you all ran very quickly, got in the car. Meanwhile, Maggie took the dogs the opposite way and got them to go out of the hole in the fence and is kind of going away from you all, getting them out of harm's way. Meanwhile, you jumped in the car. Wanda's behind the wheel and decides, I'm going to ram this thing. It has skittered around the corner and is coming towards you at a spider gallopy kind of thing. And you slam on the gas, and that's where we ended it. So you have slammed on the gas. You're trying to hit this thing. I need you to make a drive roll, please.
Dice, don't fail me now. No, dice, don't fail me now. I got a 44 under my 50.
Woo! Yay!
All right.
Wow. Doubles. Wow, but also,
That's a critical. Now, what's the goal? Are you just trying to slam into it as hard as possible? Are you trying to take out one side of its legs? You rolled a critical success, so I'm going to let you tell me what you do with the car in order to debilitate this thing and do damage.
I actually want to swing the car wide around the side of it and come barreling in and slam it into the fencing so it's actually sandwiched between the front of the car and the fencing.
Okay.
Spider sandwich.
And are you facing the fence? Is it the driver's side or the passenger side that's smushed up against the...
It would have been the front, like... front of car.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like sliding in and using the entire side of the car to slam it up against the side.
Oh, sure. Let's do that because I really want to be close to the spiders now. So I guess driver's side because I don't want to be that much of a butthead to the other people in the car.
You can do the front of the car. It's just you get a wider space if you hit it with the whole thing.
Yeah, I hate it, but let's do it.
Okay. So you slam this thing really hard. You're hitting with the car. You critically succeeded. I'm going to say give me 5d10. So give me 5d10 points of damage for slamming into it with a big car.
Oh, goodness. All right.
Yeah, you critically succeeded, so I'm giving you a lot.
That would be 10, 19. Sorry, I'm having the math, and it's slow.
No problem.
34.
Okay, cool. So you slam into this thing hard, and all of these spiders are knocked off its body on top of the car.
Of course.
You have perforated its abdomen, and all of this black and green ichor comes spewing out all over the car. There are several thousand spiders crawling all about the area, and you've broken its legs. The creature doesn't look like it's moving at all. It might be twitching just a little bit, but it seems like it's dead, but you can't be sure. What do you want to do?
I want to double tap.
Okay, so you want to pull forward and come around and slam into it again?
Yeah, or back into it or something. I want to slam the car into it again because fuck this thing real hard.
What kind of car are we driving?
I imagine we had like a van.
Was it a van?
Yeah, or an SUV or something big like that. An expedition.
It's probably a black expedition. Like a normal government, we're not Secret Service, but we're in a black car with bulletproof windows, that kind of thing. I'm going to say you're going to need to make another drive roll, but I'm going to give you an extra plus 20%. It's a non-moving target.
Got it.
Meanwhile, I'm like, the windows. Are the windows up?
Yeah, the windows are up.
I got a 10.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you slam into this thing. I'm not going to make you roll damage this time. It's dead. It falls to the floor. It doesn't take very long before it becomes a huge mass of just goo. And all the spiders dissipate. They're not, like, attacking you or anything like that.
Our god is dead. We must flee.
So, what do you all want to do now?
Is there, like, empty bottle or jar or something that we ate out of?
Well, you guys have forensic kits with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't need to, like, get a mayonnaise jar that you had used for lunch.
I want to grab a medium-sized one and try to catch one of the spiders. A less poisonous-looking one. Maybe a tarantula. Like.
Okay, yeah, that's not a problem. Does anyone want to collect the goo?
You know, if we're out there and it's not burning our lungs or anything.
Because you're out in the open, it is less intense. I would imagine being forensics people and knowing how to deal with this stuff, that you probably have respirators and stuff that you would put on before exiting the vehicle.
100%. I'm not breathing spider goo.
I think Wanda is still sitting behind the wheel of the car, sort of white knuckled, just like, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck?
I'm sure I'm talking to them over comms at this point, and they've filled me in. I want to go take a look at the shed that the thing burst out of to make sure there aren't any, cocooned humans in there.
Right. That's one thing I wanted to verify. When you said it had an elongated torso, a humanoid torso, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And long human hands.
It's like a terrible spider centaur.
Yeah.
Right.
With a spider head and a bunch of eyes.
Played by Jeff Goldblum.
Exactly.
Because only Jeff Goldblum can play a part like that.
I'm Brundle Fly. Are you all going to go back to the shed and do some forensics?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely interacting with,
Robin. The front's part, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're in the front, I'll go to the shed with appropriately sturdy backup.
Okay.
I mean my coworkers.
I'm going to keep the car running.
That's fair.
I'm going to give Wanda a weirdness about spiders. Because she's so tough in, like, every other regard, I like the idea that spiders are, like, the nope for her.
So reasonable.
That's totally reasonable. So Maggie and Robin are in the back. Robin, you meet the dogs. They come up and they kind of nuzzle up a little bit. And then they all four after, because it's been very strenuous for them all, they lay outside of the shed probably about 5 or 10 feet and just fall asleep. Meanwhile, Wanda is got the car running and is in the SUV. Why Norman is outside collecting samples and maybe probably taking pictures and doing whatever. When you open up the shed again, most of the spiders have dissipated. There are still a few in there. There are large sacks of cocoons that look like they've been dripping some sort of bile and blood. There's several of them.
Are they human-sized sacks?
No, they've been broken up into like different organs and body parts, kind of like Tupperware containers for spiders, you know, leftovers that you're leaving for later on. But you don't know which body parts belong to who. You do find jaw bones and things like that.
I feel like the best thing at this point, before we send a backup team in, like CSI style, is that I'm looking for any jewelry or identifying things that I will not need dental records to, like, be useful to me.
Okay. Yeah, it does seem like the clothing has been partially removed, but I will say that there is a hand with a class ring on it, like it looks like a football ring from like 1999 or 2000. You're imagining it's a parent ring, and I'm gonna just let you know because it would be easy enough to find out. So there were only two men that disappeared, and this hand and ring, the ring is actually has inscribed on it the letters TC, so Tony Cruz, who was the third victim. And from your professional knowledge, it does look like there seems to be five sets of people in here. There's a lot of remains in this one little place. If you look even closer, you find large amounts of writing on the wall that looks like occult writing.
I'm going to copy down what the writing says, snap a couple of pictures if I can, just so we can get the orientation of it and everything like that too. Are there any occult objects?
No. And that's the one thing that kind of strikes you, is that there are writings on the walls and on the floors and things like that, but it definitely strikes you like a spider's den. The only humans here are food. There's no like chairs or anything else. No place for humans to kind of kick back while they watch their spider friend eat someone.
So the question now in my mind is, were these people delivered here, or is someone controlling these spiders to go out and pick off their enemies?
One thing we did notice was, I mean, I know I'm not over there, but...
Well, you're talking through the communicator.
Right.
You got communications.
My earpiece is on. We did notice that it struggled to exit for a minute, long enough for us to get some distance away when we were running. Either it indicates really fast growth, if it is picking these people up, or possibly that it's been getting Uber Eats.
No, but I think you're right. I think it's been getting the people delivered to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes more sense. I was too busy freaking out and running away to notice how difficult it was for it to get out of the hut. Are there any other huts around with padlocks on them in a way that look like they have been recently used?
No, the other two look like they've just been sitting there for a very long time without being used. And all of the movement in the dirt, this is a huge spider. It's going to leave marks in the ground when it ran out. You see one set of marks where it chased you all. It's very obvious this thing has not been coming in and out.
Great. So at least it's possible that we have taken out the only giant spider. I mean, I say we. Wanda has taken out the only giant spider. Cool, cool.
So it doesn't look like anything is in those other sheds?
If you want to open them, you can. I'm just saying that they're older sheds.
Are there windows in these older sheds?
No.
Is there a camera we can stick in? I'm not opening a door. I learned from their mistake.
I don't think anything's going to attack us, I say very confidently from across the yard. I mean, especially, it'd be quite interesting if there's like a carcass or something in there.
Mm-hmm. Are there locks on the other sheds?
Yes, there are. There are locks. They're older. I'm not going to make you roll to open these locks because they're just master locks and you all are agents. This is really lax.
Master locks can take a bullet, Wes. They can take a bullet.
Yeah.
Don't dismiss
what about
locks.
A bolt cutter?
Yeah, if you want to open it, you can. If you want to leave it alone, you can. Are you going to call Agent Jackson and say, hey, we've got bodies here. How do you want to proceed?
Yes.
Like, is that what we're going to do? Okay.
Yeah.
That seems pretty straightforward. Does no one else want to open it?
I really want to, but I'm also very afraid.
I know Wanda's just in the car.
Yeah, in case we need to go away fast.
I look at Norman. I go, do we want to open it, Norman?
Yeah, because I jogged over by this point.
So all three of you are over there.
Yeah, I'm done with my sample.
So I say, do we want to open it?
Yeah, I mean, if it seems like neither of the other ones have been in use, it does seem like the likelihood is that this was the only giant spider. But if we see small spiders, we don't shine a leg deeper. And we just close it and we run away and we get in the car and we go.
Fair enough.
And then we call in people who have flamethrowers. Might do that anyway, but in general.
You open both of them and they are stacked to the brim with just junk. They're just older and just haven't been opened in a long time.
No occult symbols, nothing.
Nothing. No, it looks like normal storage. That means someone came in, emptied out one of these, put all the markings in and did whatever they needed to do. And these are used so infrequently, nobody seems to notice.
Yeah. Which could mean that the people here had nothing to do with it, or vast majority of people here. So maybe most of the workers are not secretly cult members.
Or, true.
Yeah, it could be just Pete, or even maybe just Pete's wife.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like they're keeping it on the down low, entering from the back fence, not going through the front. So it does seem like Pete wouldn't know, because he could just stroll in at any time of day or night without having to, like, use an alternate entrance.
Correct. One of you calls up Agent Jackson. Who's going to call?
I can do that since I'm in the car.
All right. You give her the information and she goes, well, yes, going in and getting out all the bodies is something we'd want to do for forensics. At the same time, trying to make it look like no one's been in there and staking it out and seeing who comes by, that might be another way to go as well.
I mean, it's definitely something we need to consider. However, we also owe it to the families that we can confirm what's happened to their loved ones.
We don't want to tip our hand until the investigation is done, though. We can get the bodies out of there tonight and put them at a secure location and try to line up whose bodies are supposed to go to what, I guess. And we could clean out the shed. You all can take pictures of everything, which I know you're already doing. And then we'll close everything up and leave it as is. And then whoever comes in next time, number one, we'll figure out who they are. And number two, it would mean that they would know that someone's on to them, which isn't necessarily a bad thing because I have a feeling they're going to start making mistakes if they realize they're being caught.
Yeah, I would definitely wire for surveillance purposes, and they're going to know something happened regardless because of the nature of what just happened.
All right, I'll send in a crew to help clean up and pick up the bodies. You all have had a night, so go to bed, and we will, I guess you can all go to the basketball game tomorrow, and we will set up surveillance around the back of the, that no one will see. And then if something happens there, we'll alert you.
When was the next meeting between Bree and her person?
She was supposed to have a run tonight, actually. It was 6 o'clock when all this went down where you were at. Her runs again at like 11:30 or something like that. So if you wanted to stay up and see if maybe she goes by Pete's or something, you can.
Tempting to do. Also, I'm shocked that this was happening so early in the evening if we did not have any bystanders come by.
It was late enough that because it was an industrial area on the very edge And remember, his property's huge. It's really big. And so that's the reason there's no bystanders or whatever, because there's nobody out in this area usually at this time of night.
It's also winter, so it would get dark early.
Yeah. So at 5 o'clock, all those places clear out. You know, everybody's out the door as quickly as possible. I mean, if you want me to throw a bystander in, I can saint, if you really.
No, I already threw Wanda in the into the line of fire earlier. I guess that whole spider attack was my fault, technically.
Technically. The
flashlight. Yeah.
Sure. We'll go with the word technically.
Well, hey, I didn't open the door.
Somebody had to.
I like the parsing out of who's to blame. Okay, so do you want to stick around and see if at 11:30 Bree shows up, or do you want to go to where Bree's house is and follow her from there?
I think it'd be better to follow her from her house because we don't know that she's coming to the yard specifically.
Yeah, true.
Because it could be some other occultist bullshit.
Yeah, since it looks like they've already dumped all the bodies in here, the next thing would be another grab. I would think.
And they may be plotting for that, which could be what this meeting is about, especially as it's coming right before the game and it always has abductions around game time.
Or they could have already plotted it and they're going for another victim.
Either way, we should track her down.
Yep.
Also, I want to see if I can find any info on spider monsters that might have something to do with increased athleticism. I know that's a stretch, but...
Yeah, I was going to start doing some research on spider worship and occult stuff having to do with spiders.
All right, the backup team comes in and cleans up the situation and takes the samples and the bodies. It's going to take them several hours to kind of clean all this stuff up. Meanwhile, you head over to Bree's. Bree lives in the probably most expensive area of Fresno, where it's this like suburb with really nice houses. Large 4 or 5 bedroom homes and things like that. And it's at this point probably 9 or 10 at night. So a lot of places are just street lights and stuff like that. Can I get research rolls from Maggie and Norman?
Yes.
Would I do it under anthropology or occult?
Occult, because you're looking for spider worship. So, I guess either way.
Maggie, I hope yours is higher.
I found nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, I shouldn't say anything. Ooh, I got a 28. Wait, I think mine is 20. No, it's 30, because I invested. Nice.
All right.
Your investment's paying off.
Investment.
Buy, sell, buy, sell.
What are you rolling against your computer, right?
No, I rolled against a cult. Should I roll against computer?
Oh, okay, a cult. That works fine. You were looking for what specifically again?
We're looking for the same things. Are there spider, I almost said fantasy creatures. Are there spider real creatures that have anything to do with some sort of cults or enhanced abilities of any way? Some sort of spider god? I'm trying not to use World of Warcraft.
Yeah. There is mention of a spider deity in a lot of older folklore from around the world. I mean, spiders are everywhere. And there's definitely mention of like shamanistic practices where different spider abilities might be able to be kind of like Spider-Man, to be honest, but like through more of a mystical early human kind of proto-civilization kind of thing. And speaking of being able to do a lot of stuff with spiders, there's also been a lot of research lately on the science level to make spiders just like different webbing and things like that for military use. Plus, Robin hasn't said anything about it, but she has a whole canister full of these silver insects that I don't believe they're spiders, but they're definitely some kind of insect that has been done, you know, that has been made.
I think I probably would have been open with Norman and Yesenia about keeping that thing and not wanting to give it to.
Right.
Yeah. And technically, I was the one obsessed with hauling it everywhere. So I can imagine. for no reason. But I would imagine that I would be like, how's that thing doing?
So, you know, there are technical scientific reasons that they've been studying spiders, camouflage, webbing, that kind of thing, where they're trying to use them for military purposes. And then there are definitely some ancient, I'm talking like so old that everybody was indigenous to wherever they were at, right? We're talking like 7,000 BC or something like that, when the first civilization started up. The first religions were all animal worship, like animalistic religions, before they started to become polytheistic and all of that. So this was that kind of like prehistory, pre-written history kind of thing, just from cave drawings and stuff. It wasn't widespread, though. They were more worshiping like animals and different aspects of nature, not so much insects. So the spider thing was very, very rare, but it was there.
Have I come across any either drawings or other types of images of that type of creature we encountered?
There is some cave drawings, so they're not very detailed, but there are obvious spider drawings with human aspects to them, you know? So it kind of makes you think about like ancient Egyptian gods with like crocodile heads or a lion body. They had lions, not tigers.
Right. I was thinking about, you know, the Mediterranean had tigers at one point.
Yeah.
Really?
The Romans killed a lot of animals. They really killed a lot of animals.
Can I make a separate occult roll for the symbols that we saw?
Yeah. Well, anything that Norman's showing you, you can do, you know, you can do a second. Norman's probably filling you in on stuff, so.
Yeah, let's add those symbols into the mix.
Well, that was much better. I got a 12 under my 60.
Nice.
Okay. So there seems to be a lot more of these particular cults that worshipped spiders in Peru and Brazil, at least the areas. Obviously, it wasn't those countries when this was all going down. But there are remnants of these cults still there, because there are still indigenous people that live in the Amazon in particular. And the Amazon has a good amount of spiders. Also, Australia, they have some markings and things. And again, usually in these indigenous communities, these cults are seen as a negative, not a positive. So they are not seen as something that is good for the particular society.
What about the meanings of the symbols?
Some of the symbols are definite wards to keep the creature in the area that they were brought to. Some of them are summoning symbols. You may have disturbed it when you opened the door, or it may not have been done by the greatest sorcerer on the face of the planet, too. Just saying, might not be the best person casted the spell, because there seems to be some holes in what they're doing.
Amateurs.
So yeah, that's pretty much what you find. And you've gone over to Breeze, and you're watching, and sure enough, around 11 o'clock, Bree comes out. And she has on athletic wear and a coat and a large bag. It looks like a piece of luggage that she throws in the back seat of the car and then drives off. And then you notice one light goes on in the top of the house. And you see someone just standing there staring out, watching her drive away. If you're using binoculars, it looks like Pete, but it looks like he's got large black domes on his face, and his skin is very gray.
He's not moving?
He's just standing there watching her drive away.
Is he breathing?
That's hard to see. And then he closes the blinds, and the light goes off.
Okay.
I mean, my inclination is to follow Bree.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, what's in that suitcase?
Yeah.
We definitely should, but yeah, also, I wonder if anyone's seen Pete outside of the house recently.
Something for us to look into as well.
What is on his face? Like, is she using Pete as, like, a place to breed more spider things?
That's what I'm wondering. Is he turning into another spider centaur?
That's what I'm wondering, because black domes, are they eyes?
Yeah, they kind of look like eyes slowly erupting from his cheeks and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
No.
Let's continue.
Yeah, I'm definitely down for following the person who's not turning into a giant spider.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's late at night. There's not a lot of people out. So this is going to be tricky to follow her without her realizing she's being followed. I need a stealth roll from Wanda as she drives.
Okay. It's my first failed roll.
No.
I got a 74 over my 50.
Womp womp.
All right. So you turn the corner and suddenly Bree starts to speed up a lot. Are you chasing or are you going to just let her go?
I think we have to pursue. What do you all think?
Is there a way to split the difference?
Well, if we know where she's headed from the messages, we can try to beat her there.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, assuming she's still going there. Yeah.
So yeah, you could do that.
We should have bugged her car. Norman, you are our bugging expert. We could have just tracked her that way.
Well, speaking of bugs, I think we just dealt with something pretty big and haven't had the time yet, but definitely the future.
This is true.
Next time, I got you.
And speaking of bugs, I think maybe we ought to bug her house.
Yes.
Yeah, because her husband is a little buggy.
I wonder if he even leaves the house. We should definitely call Agent Jackson about that. But first, let's go to Bree.
Yeah, because right now, Bree is bugging out.
Yeah, right, Bree. So I'm totally down with going to the advanced location.
Yeah.
But Maggie was shaking her head. You don't believe?
No, because
I
said...
I was shaking my head because Wes said that Bree was bugging out.
I'm numb to it now.
And yeah, I wasn't trying to say, Norman, you should have thought of that. I was just saying none of us thought of that because we're all so shaken, but not stirred.
That's a good way. What you've chosen is actually a good way, because if you had chased her, then she'd know for sure that someone was on her. But this way, at least, she's concerned at this point, but...
She got spooked.
Yeah, spooked, but not necessarily on to it yet. So they meet up 2 or 3 miles away from the lumberyard, and it's one of the properties. It's an apartment building, but none of the units seem to be in use right now. It's still under construction. And you see her get out with the bag, and then suddenly the other two show up. So Summer and Tiffany show up, and they too are carrying these large bags. So this is one of Omar's properties. And you see them walk in. Obviously, Bree seems a bit more animated, maybe because she was scared of what just happened. You're not sure.
Do we have any listening device, like that classic point it in a direction, or AirPods?
I think that it'd be really hard to use one of those in this situation because they're inside the building.
Oh, I thought they were still outside. I bet.
No, they get out and they go inside the building and probably into one of the units or whatever. You could follow. One of you could sneak in and try to get close enough to use a device like that. But right now, it would be a little difficult.
I mean, I'm willing to try if we want to have somebody sneak in and hope that my dice don't hate me a second time, but...
Yeah, whoever has the most stealth, and I don't.
Yeah, I've got 50.
41.
I'm 31.
I have a 50.
Ooh, a tie.
Do you both want to go in? Because splitting up completely has never been a great thing.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Why don't the two of you give me stealth rolls?
Stressful. I got a 20 under my 50.
Excellent.
I got a 26 under my 50.
Good. So you sneak in and you hear bickering, like three women just being angry with each other and talking very curtly. And you hear Bree say, I don't think you understand. We can't stop now. We've already made contact. And if we don't keep feeding its babies, we will pay the price. And Summer's like, no, they're going to catch us. You said you were followed tonight. What's it going to take? And Summer goes, well, I mean, what if we started getting people that weren't associated with the team? I mean, we could expand our pool. Then the other one goes, well, a body's only lasting a couple of days now, whereas before it was lasting much longer. And maybe we do have to start. I mean, there's a lot of people that won't be missed. That's the general vibe of that conversation. So they are feeding babies. They're feeding Aditi's babies from this conversation. So the thing that you interacted with probably was one of the children.
Yikes.
Wow, so we really were rolling the dice, opening the other sheds, kind of.
Yeah. Could have been more babies.
Could have. All right.
Well, this what begs the question is where they say babies, and if they're not at the lumberyard...
Yeah, where the fuck are the other babies?
And all the people, we accounted for all the bodies in that shed.
Yeah, all five people were in there, yeah.
Where are the other babies? And if they aren't feeding them, or haven't been yet, or have they been bringing them in and out? That doesn't make any sense.
Is Pete one of the babies?
So many questions.
Lots of questions.
And where's the mama?
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, and the one thing that I will say is that, you know, a lot of things would probably cross your minds. Like, are they feeding these things other sorts of meats that they've just been focusing on giving their worst enemies and maybe haven't crossed over? They're definitely murdering. They're murdering people they hate as opposed to murdering people that they don't know. Believe it or not, that's an ethics line. I will only kill the people I really hate. I'm not going to kill.
So far, since apparently they're now deciding.
About it, because obviously some pressure's being put on them to feed all of the babies. So maybe they thought they just had to feed one, and now more must be fed.
I think we need to find out, have there been any cattle missing lately? Or, I mean, Fresno's big agricultural area, any large farm animals going missing?
I'll do a little search for that.
All right.
Should I have to roll for it?
No, that's an easy enough one to find. There are reports of cattle mutilations from Phantom X from around this area over the last year. It seems like cows have been either straight up missing altogether or large chunks of them have been taken away and there's no explanation of why.
Okay, great. Let me take note of what farms were hit and if they're all in a specific area.
There are three farms that were hit and they were all kind of next to each other, which again, if you look at where his properties are, they're pretty close to Omar's properties. Mm-hmm. Now, right then, Wanda, you feel something on your shoulder.
Nope. Just no.
Frozen.
It seems to be crawling towards your face.
Combat skills are going to kick in, and I'm going to probably end up grabbing whatever it is and trying to fling it at the ground.
You do that, and a spider lands. And you see that there are at least 7 or 8 spiders around the two of you.
Don't like it. I'm trying real hard to, like, keep my cool, but I'm starting to, like, visibly shake.
You hear the sound of something rustling in the air ducts, and the three women who are talking in one of the rooms say, did one of you feed him earlier? They're like, yeah, I thought you came by, Summer. I did. I put all the meat where you told me to put it, damn it. Well, he's moving around. Okay, well, do we have any more stuff with us? I mean, yeah, I've got some stuff. Let's go feed him. What did the two of you want to do? They're about to come back out into the hallway. You're hidden right now, but you're surrounded by spiders.
Is there anything outside happening? No.
No, but you have noticed that, like, they had their comms open so that you could hear what's going on and record what you were hearing. So you've heard there's obviously one of these creatures here and that they are going to try to feed it right now.
I grab Wanda's arm and start to run.
Yeah, I think it's time to go.
Yeah, if there are spiders around us, I don't want to become one of those things.
All right. So I'm not going to make you roll because there's only a few spiders around you and this thing is in the air ducts. You get out and you're running across the courtyard. You jump in the car and you didn't really do anything stealthy. And Bree and the rest were coming out. And you see Tiffany come out the door and you see her snapping pictures of the SUV as it's pulling away. And the next thing Norman notices is that there's another car that was sitting there, and you notice that there's a person in there. It's an old, like, Cutlass white rental car, and it's taking pictures of all of you.
We didn't notice that earlier.
No, because you pulled straight in, and as you're pulling away.
And no one said search.
Yeah, and that's where we're going to end this particular episode.
Darn it.
All right. So thank you, wonderful Patreon and Ko-fi supporters, for supporting us. We really appreciate it. And you know where the show is and everything else. I'm just going to let kind of do an exit thing and everyone's going to let us know where they're at. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I am Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV. Depending on when this has come out, I might be in another game, so just check there for any updates. Thanks.
Awesome. Pooja?
Hello. You can possibly maybe find me on Twitter at LA Daisy Girl. That's LADESI Girl. And pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves, the Happy Jacks RPG back catalog, and, you know, possibly the Queen Court's games, which should be out by now. Symphony for the Devil.
Yeah, because remember, this is once a month, so.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit. So yeah, fun times.
Awesome. Mac?
Hey, y'all. I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais, and you can find me on all the socials as at Strange Like That.
Awesome. Michelle?
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on the socials at Mishulu. And you can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through BattleBards.
And I'm Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. Thank you again for your support, and we will see you next month with more Agents Dossier. Bye.
Bye.